Justin Fluke with you, now joined by Coach Eric Tate. We're talking Holton boys basketball. The Wildcats are 6-12 on the season and 5-7 in the Big 7 League with just two games remaining, and winning the loss here since last we spoke. The loss was last Friday on the road at Hiawatha, and definitely feel like a broken record, Coach. It's happened, I know, more times than you would have liked this season, but the story of that game was really the first quarter, down 12-0, 7 minutes in, and 12-2 at the end of one frame. It just seemed like one of those nights to where couldn't get the early baskets and then just kind of felt like you were having to play catch-up behind the eight ball most of the evening.
Yeah, that sums it up really well. You know, getting down 10, I felt like the rest of the night was that it just kind of stayed at that margin. We kind of got some things going later on in the game. After watching, you know, we forced a little bit. We did, you know, there's definitely some things we'd like to change, but at the end of the day, you know, we had good shots. We got shots off. It wasn't like we were just turning it over or doing silly things. The shots weren't falling. We got some good looks. I'd like to attack the basket a little more, but, you know, we talked about getting good inside-out threes. We had that. We had guys getting in the lane, kickouts. Just ball wasn't going in. Unfortunately, that happens. You got to find a way to get to the hole and knock one down. But, you know, we responded well, had a couple days of good practices, and fixed it this Tuesday. So,
yep.
Like the way we responded.
You beat Riverside 54-50, had a little more comfortable lead. I think you're up 14 with a few minutes to go. But the things that stood out to me in the Riverside win was that you had nine different guys score and three in double digits besides Braden Peake and Bodie Dillon. Corbin Fox added 14 points. And it seemed like you were attacking a little more that game. I mean, obviously got to the free throw line 26 times would probably like to make a few more than 14, but I thought those were all good signs for your team. What were your biggest takeaways from Tuesday?
Like you said, you know, I thought we played really well defensively. Early, not so much. Kind of gave up, you know, we talked about those special plays, said it on the broadcast a couple weeks ago. You know, we do a lot of scout on inbounds plays, you know, at kind of a flaw. We haven't gone zone on inbounds plays a ton. So, you know, Duncan did a good job for Riverside of finding the just kind of hole in the defense and kind of put in a couple 10 to 15 footers that we'd like to contest a little bit better than we did. But, you know, he's a good player. He can score. I thought we did a pretty good job on him outside of, you know, he had 6 or 8 just off basic little inbound plays that we didn't do a very good job defending. But, you know, I thought we brought a ton of energy. We're not a team right now that's going to just, you know, from the opening tip blow you out. I thought we did a really good job of just keeping it, you know, at a manageable distance for Riverside. And then they kind of hit some threes late. But I thought, you know, into the third, into the fourth, we had stretched that. The score kind of didn't reflect, in my opinion, how the final was or how the game went. So 4-point win, we'll take it. But, you know, we felt better about it. And like you said, having all those guys contribute, a good senior night win, that's always fantastic. So I was really happy with the effort we played with.
Hopefully you can build off that. We're not going to talk much about Substate this week because there's, man, so many different scenarios and things to play out. But what about your final two games against the top two teams in the league? You're at Sabethu, who's won 27 straight now in the Big 7 League, and then Perry next Tuesday. So coming off the win, what's kind of the mindset and the message to your team to finish the regular season strong, knowing you're going to face two really good teams here?
Yeah, you know, Sabethu. You know, back in, let's see, what was that, 2015, 2016, I always forget if they lost two total games or if they, I can't remember if they got third or if they got second that year at state, but, you know, Holton was their only regular season, loss and their only league loss. You know, that's something that we can do. That's something that we can, you know, we can go play the spoiler. We can go knock somebody off. That's kind of been our mindset. That's been our goal, is to knock somebody off that we're, you know, maybe outsiders will say we're not supposed to. So, you know, they're a really good team. Josh does a really good job with them. You know, they reloaded. I don't know if many people thought they would like they did, but, you know, they have those big boys down low. They have good guard play. So it'll be a challenge. It's nothing that'll be easy. They play fantastic defense, so we'll have to be patient. We'll have to find good shots. We'll have to knock some shots down. But that's our goal. That's our mindset. And then, you know, Perry, another really good team. I don't think, you know, our league was just kind of a coin flip, I think, this year of who was coming back, who, you know, they've established themselves as, you know, pretty dominant in the league this year outside of when they played Sabetha. So, you know, another team that we feel like we don't have a super slow start for the first quarter and a half that we're right in that game. So, you know, next Tuesday, if we can get on a roll, come out from the opening tip, it's a game we feel like we can be in. So, you know, just looking to compete against two really good teams right at the end of the year, you know, when we need to be playing our best basketball. It's a good test right before we go match up with somebody that we haven't seen all year.
You bet. Well, we look forward to it. Best of luck in these final two regular season games, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
Holton Locker Room Chats brought to you by Boomer Steakhouse, by Community Healthcare System, and by the Farmer State Bank in Holton.